Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is 6:12. Light rain continuing to fall throughout the area. Roads are slippery. Just be extra careful. Thank you so much for having us on today. I'm Chris Bryan. That is Austin Price. Pensacola Right Now is what you are listening to. And the two things that really kind of shook up the day today is President-elect Trump going after Matt Gaetz is the Attorney General. And that has a lot of folks in Washington scratching their heads on that one.
Yeah, no, that is. That's phenomenal. And it's, I think it's good and bad news for the state of Florida. I think we've already touched on this, but like, you look at Gaetz and Rubio both moving on to greener pastures, and you're happy for them, and you're like, you know what? It's good that the president wants to follow Florida's example and looks at our politicians as adequate. Right. But it also it brings a lot of question into Floridians themselves. And it's like, OK, well, who's going to replace these people? Who are we going to be stuck voting for because we're going to have special elections? So on and so forth.
The thing about the Matt Gaetz issue is the fact that, yes, we as Floridians, we know how good a job he's done taking care of us in Northwest Florida. But the people that are going to ultimately decide his fate in terms of moving forward as an attorney general do not live here. And they, unfortunately, read a lot of headlines.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's going to be a process of re-educating a lot of the Republican leaders in terms of Matt Gaetz's substance. So Matt, that was a topic today, of course. And then it was Marco Rubio. Senator Rubio has been selected to become the next Secretary of State under President-elect Trump. The sad thing was Rick Scott did not get his bid moving forward. We had two out of three in terms of moving forward in Washington, and you know, they can stop picking all of our elected officials now. They can stop it. We need leave somebody here in the state of Florida.
Absolutely. Just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, a lot of the congestion that we were dealing with, we're seeing it die down. Still have some issues, of course, with the railroad closures, the CSX stuff going on. Still got some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and 9 Mile Road, and that reaches for a bit as you continue northward on Palafox towards 10 Mile and Kingsfield Road, and some of that congestion backing up onto Kingsfield and also Kimstrand Road. So that area, because of those closures over there, still causing some backups for you. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees. Some light showers here and there, depending on where you are, or at least there's a chance of that as we get into your evening. Low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, should see those chances of showers dissipate. High of 81, low of 54.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I was very impressed watching President Biden and President-elect Trump sitting in the Oval Office today, carrying on a normal conversation, very smooth in terms of their conversation level. You know, it knocked out and kicked off the transition for the new administration. Went pretty smooth today. Fox's Peter Ducey has details about the meeting from the White House.
President Trump showed up here to the White House with a detailed list of questions, an actual printed list of questions, according to the press secretary here, Karine Jean-Pierre, for this meeting that has been described by the Biden side as cordial, gracious, and substantive. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, had some nice things to say about his successor, Congressman Mike Waltz, and indicated his team at the NSC is willing to work with the incoming Trump team on a bipartisan approach to releasing hostages held by Hamas. Sullivan also shared what President Biden was going to present to Trump about the top national security threat to the upcoming term.
You know, I want to say this, and who knows, maybe I'm just a glass half full kind of guy. But when I look at this Trump situation, you know, of course, a lot of people are nervous and he still has views that are controversial. A lot of people disagree with. That's politics for you. But when you look at the people that he's kind of surrounding himself with, a lot of people are looking at it as like, oh, he's just picking loyal cronies. Not really. Tulsi Gabbard's a former Democrat. RFK was running as a third party, or as an independent, rather. When you look at those two people, those are supposed to be different perspectives that he's trying to surround himself with. And also, we hear about this meeting with Biden, hear about it from their side, being cordial and everything. It does seem like he's trying to make an effort and seem more open-minded, but maybe that's just me being in the clouds.
No, I think it's called experience. He's been down this road before, and he learned a lot. He learned a lot from mistakes that were previously made.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see a better transition, a better mature, staff that he's assembled to make qualified decisions. But anyway, it's going smooth. We've got our fingers crossed and that everything keeps going at a nice pace. Tomorrow, hey, don't forget about this. If you have to do business over at the Marcus Point Escambia County Tax Collector's Office, this is over on W Street. It's closing tomorrow. Last day tomorrow. So don't forget about this. A new Brentwood office will be opening up Tuesday, 5045 North Palafox Street. Tax collector Scott Lunsford said the Brentwood office will provide significant enhancements and modernized facilities designed to improve efficiency and customer experience. So there you go.
All righty. We will take a quick break with it being just about 6:19 here. When we return, got bad news for our friends across the state line. Alabama being considered one of the worst states to find a blank. You'll find out the answer to that question when we return after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
You don't have time for small sales, so we're going big. For one day only, you can get up to 50% off New South Windows and Doors. Just visit our showroom on November 16th and bring your window and door measurements for 40% off. Want that extra 10% off? Show your U.S. military ID or bring a Toys for Tots donation. Get New South Windows and Doors for up to half the price, in person only. November 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit newsouthwindow.com/50 to find a showroom near you.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is a kind of a soggy Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. I know you might have just been leaving that office or zipping around town or so. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Think about this. Here's your Powerball figure tonight. If you haven't picked up those tickets yet, here you go. $113 million. Or $53.4 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. And, of course, they make that drawing around 10 o'clock this evening. Here's an update. You need to know about this thing. It's on the tropical activity around the Central Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center forecasters are confirming this afternoon. Tropical wave has become Invest99L. Satellite imagery reveals the system is active just to the southeast of Jamaica Mon. Yes, there is a possibility for a hurricane impact across South Florida and the Keys on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. This could become a damaging hurricane when it makes landfall due to warm ocean temps and favorable environmental conditions. The next name of the storm, Sarah, that'll be the name. Have they named it yet, Sarah? Is it now Sarah yet?
I believe so, yes. Okay. I believe it's Sarah.
That is going to be the name. Atlantic hurricane season. Here comes the redeeming value of this whole conversation. It's over in 17 days.
That is absolutely true. All righty, 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Because of those CSX railroad closures, still got some issues on Palafox Street at the intersection with Nine Mile Road. And as you continue northbound on Palafox towards Kingsfield Road, let's see. Also got some backups on Kingfield itself and some on Kimstrand Road because of some detours going on. All righty, let's see. Looking at the weather, about 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Do have a high surf advisory in effect until noon tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, high of 81, low of 54. Shouldn't be much if any rain.
Okay, I noticed the CSX traffic signs. They have those posted up there before you get to those intersections, giving right. you a heads up. Also, as Escambia County is doing the same thing for informing motorists.
Yes.
That something is not right here, so just be aware of that one. Hey, federal investigators believe a Kentucky man who took part in the Capitol riot stole a laptop belonging to former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Well, I love to see this thing. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The FBI believes David Slinker took the laptop from a Capitol conference room on January 6, 2021. The accusation by a bureau agent was detailed in court documents recently unsealed. The court papers gave more detail, saying Slinker and other rioters, after entering the Capitol, made their way to the conference room. They found the laptop there, along with passwords to access it. The agent's affidavit claimed the laptop was disconnected and placed in a backpack belonging to Slinker, who then left the Capitol. Slinker was arrested late last month. So far, Pelosi's laptop has not been found. Grinnell Scott, Fox News. news.
All righty. Also hinted at this before the break. Bad news for our friends across the state line. Alabama considered one of the worst states to find a job. That's based on a study from the financial website Wallet Hub. It looked at all 50 states across more than 30 key indicators of job market strength and economic health. Alabama ranked 38th overall, and it was given low marks for its economic environment. Also, according to the list, New Hampshire is considered the best state to find a job.
Yeah, but with the Alabama situation, did they factor in the illegal immigration factor in there?
No. I don't know. Maybe.
That's what you see. You get these sample, these surveys and all. They say, well, 19%. Well, what was your sample base? Three people? I mean, you know, you have to ask these questions. And that's what strikes me. The public believes these things when there's such a small sample base to substantiate a qualified result.
That is true. Makes you think.
Drives me up a wall sometime, if you know what I mean. Don't forget about it. We're still in for a big treat around here. 40th Frank Brown International Songwriters Fest continues through this Sunday. Annual fest, of course, featuring songwriters at venues all across the area. If you want to know where the events are, frankbrownsongwriters.com, and they will take care of you this. And you need to know about, especially in the automotive world, maybe thinking about making some of those high-priced investments. Well, Stellantis and General Motors both are announcing recalls. And I'm telling you, I have not seen this type of action in recalls from automotive. The massive Honda recall we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
115,000 cars or something like that. Anyway, these two car makers are announcing their recalls. And Fox's Jeff Manasso has more on this trending story.
Stellantis announces a recall of 207,000 2018 to 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee and Dodge Durango SUVs in the U.S. to fix a computer problem that can disable the anti-lock brake and electronic stability control safety features. General Motors also recalling nearly 462,000 2020 to 22 Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups and 2021 Cadillac Escalade, GMC Yukon, and Chevy Tahoe and Suburbans over rear wheels that can lock up, increasing the risk of a crash. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And State Representative Michelle Salzman, teaming up with Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons and several area nonprofits to sponsor a food distribution and Thanksgiving meal giveaway event. It's happening November 23rd at Marcus Point Baptist Church. Salzman told Channel 3 that at least 300 families will be served, but supplies are limited. The event is planned to help those struggling and supplement the holidays for their families.
Well, our good friend Mayor Reeves is pushing for new parking changes. Pensacola is proposing to add free parking spaces downtown and even launching a weekend evening trolley service.
Yes.
This is interesting. 12 free 30-minute-only parking spaces will be assigned. This is in the surface lot of the Jefferson Street parking garage, providing customers for Palafox Street businesses a few more options here, rather than have to keep running outside and feeding the meters, stuff like that. The city has updated its website, parkpensacola.com, with the latest information on downtown parking, including an updated map of all the free and paid parking selections.
Speaking of some parking notifications, if you're heading to the Fort Pickens area of the Gulf Islands National Seashore tomorrow or Friday, you should know about a few parking lot closures. Langdon Beach Pavilion and Battery Langdon parking lots are going to be closed for resurfacing both days.
Yeah, no, that's very critical because other than those parking spots, you got a lot of walking to do.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President-elect Trump shaking up Washington today with his choice for attorney general, announcing he'll nominate Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Democratic Senator Mark Warner tells Fox News Gaetz might not be popular enough among Republicans to win confirmation.
He'll go through the process, but I kind of wonder whether he could actually get confirmed even by the House Republican conference based upon at least the stories for the last couple years.
Gaetz was a leader of the effort to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last year. House Republicans are bringing back some familiar faces to the next Congress.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, elected by his GOP colleagues to remain Speaker of the House next Congress. This comes as Republicans are on track to maintain control of the House. Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Whip Tom Emmer will also remain in their roles.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
What's in with your money now? Cisco reported a fourth straight quarter of declining revenue, even as results topped analyst estimates. Cisco's revenue dropped 6% in the quarter from $14.7 billion a year prior. Net income fell to $2.71 billion, or 68 cents a share, down from $3.64 billion. Inflation inched higher in October, although results were on par with Wall Street expectations. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the consumer price index went up 0.2%. That bumped the 12-month inflation rate up to 2.6. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow gaining 47, the S&P 500 gained 1, and the NASDAQ dropped 50 points. Collectively, Americans now owe a record $1.17 trillion on their credit cards, according to a new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drinks for a Buck. If you've been paying attention to college football this year, no one should be surprised that Georgia didn't make the second college football playoff bracket. However, with them being ranked 12th, even after suffering their second loss in the season, I do feel confident Georgia will find a way to make the playoff come December. With Nico Iamaleava's status unknown for Saturday, Georgia should be able to defeat Tennessee and go on to win out their regular season games to make the playoff. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right. When it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kid's education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's check ethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with a 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Pensacola Right Now. I'm Chris Bryan, along with my sidekick, Adam.
Adam, yeah.
Adam, man.
Adam West.
Austin Price, actually.
Yes.
I was thinking Mr. Batman there. But it's been a very, very busy day today. Austin can attest to that one. Coming in, breaking news. Representative Matt Gaetz has resigned from the House of Representatives. He did so by telling Speaker Mike Johnson what his intentions were. Gaetz gave House GOP leaders his resignation notice on the same day President-elect Trump tapped him to be his attorney general. I'm quoting Johnson here. I think out of differences to us, he issued his resignation letter effective immediately. That kind of caught us by surprise a little bit, but I asked him what the reasoning was, and he said, well, you can't have too many absences. The speaker pointed out that the Florida state law gave the governor about an 8-week period to fill a House vacancy, and by doing that, we may be able to fill that seat as early as January 3rd. Johnson said he's already in contact with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the matter. Breaking news, Representative Matt Gaetz has resigned from the House of Representatives, just notifying Speaker Mike Johnson from Louisiana just minutes ago.
Oh, wow. Well, and that's the thing you and I were kind of discussing off air, right, when you broke that news to me. I was like, well, to be fair, didn't he just get the attorney general job? You're like, well, he hasn't clinched it yet. It's not like it's a done deal and he's already starting tomorrow. That's concerning for sure. I will say
that's bold.
Yes, it is bold. And you know what else has been bold? The congestion on Palafox Street. If you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, we've got a lot of congestion at that intersection still. Same with on Highway 29. And as you continue northbound towards the 10 Mile Road area, still got some issues there. Kingsfield Road has had a lot of congestion, whether it be you're traveling eastbound or westbound. It is starting to clear out, though. Same can be said for the congestion on Kim Strand. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. We do have a high surf advisory in effect until noon tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, we got a 20% chance of rain early on your Thursday, but that should dissipate soon. High of 81, low of 54.
Okay, so Matt Gaetz resigns from Congress. So what does that do to the numbers count in terms of the House of Representatives and having control of that? I thought we just squeaked by that one. Does that mean it's neutral territory again?
I'm not sure.
I will tell you this. Andrew McKay, tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock.
We will make it
Pensacola Morning News. He will have the answers for you, I guarantee you. So join him 5 o'clock on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, let's see. Wanted to touch on some sports here, of course. Mentioned this earlier this afternoon, and I feel that this should be without saying, but I think Greg Popovich, Spurs head coach, should probably step down from his post soon, as it has been confirmed that he recently suffered a mild stroke. He has started a rehab program and is expected to make a full recovery, which is great news. He suffered it back on November 2nd, and he's been away from the team since then. The team set a timetable for his return has not yet been determined, but he's been coaching the Spurs since 96 and has led the franchise to 5 NBA titles. You look at how the Spurs have been recently, you look at how long he's been there, you can tell that his prime is behind him. And it's a high-pressure job no matter what, but especially when you're known for being, quite frankly, a jerk like Greg has been. I think this is a sign, you know what, maybe it's just a bit too much. Sure, older people can have strokes. I mean, that happens. But maybe the job isn't helping. Maybe it's time to hang it up, because Lord knows he's set for life.
Well, he became very active in politics, and he brought that to the game with him.
And that doesn't help.
Many times. And maybe he's seeing a switch in the arenas. Well, maybe he's seeing the wave going from blue to red across, and that's maybe a reflection in the NBA arenas around the country. And maybe he just says, stress is too much. I hope he identifies the stress angle.
Yeah.
And I hope he does something about it before something does happen. And we do not want that to ever happen. We do not wish ill on anybody. We do hope he gets better.
Absolutely. And of course, we had I'll just recap this since I recapped the other story. Michael Strahan, he didn't have his hand over his heart during the national anthem. He was still standing at attention, being respectful. You see a lot of football players not have their hands on their hearts. They're like clasped in front of them or behind them. Strahan was doing that. He said, hey, I've got family and military, not trying to protest anything, but it nonetheless upset people, so he addressed it.
You know who had the best hand across the heart in the whole history of television?
Who's that?
Red Fox. when he used to do he did his Sanford and Son thing. He was Fred Sanford, you know. He was a sitcom, and he used to always put his hand there and he faking a heart attack. Okay, Elizabeth, here comes the big one. Here comes the big one. That was the best hand across the heart. That's the way you put your hand across the heart.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Straight hand.
Absolutely. Crazy stuff out in Los Angeles. Driverless taxis are up and running in La La Land. Fox's Eben Brown has more on Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Living in Los Angeles, you may have a better chance of taking a ride in a driverless car. Google-owned Waymo now says they've scrapped their waiting list for approved riders of their automated taxis, and that means you can use the Waymo One app to hail a ride in Los Angeles with no person to drive the car and travel across downtown LA, Santa Monica, Culver City, or Beverly Hills. It does not provide service to or from LAX Airport, nor does it yet drive on LA's infamous freeway. Waymo does operate also in San Francisco and Phoenix, with Austin and Atlanta coming next year, as well as offering their service via Uber's ride-sharing app. Waymo says they've given rides to tens of thousands of riders traveling more than 20 million miles. And yes, the cars are autonomous, though sometimes the vehicles are deployed with an operator in the driver's seat who is conducting research on the tech's performance. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, 6:43, News Radio 92.3. Let's keep it in the genre of Los Angeles and some of the crazy things that do happen, especially over at LAX. Cops say a British woman was busted at Los Angeles International trying to smuggle drugs in a most unique kind of way. Gary Baumgarten has more details.
Prosecutors say the 20-year-old university student had soaked 13 white T-shirts with methamphetamine. They say she had a ticket to Australia when she was arrested. The drugs discovered inside her suitcase after she checked into her flight. Prosecutors say the shirts were hidden under the suitcase's internal lining. They say she admitted the case and the shirts belonged to her, but that she denied any knowledge of the drugs. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All righty, 6:43 here. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Always give you your hourly stock numbers. Well, Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 47 points to 43,958. The S&P 500 gained 1 point to 59.85. And the NASDAQ dropped by 19 points to 19,230.
Here's something nice happening. Santa Rosa Citizens Moving Forward is partnering with the county's coalition for collaboration to host their first ever Thanksgiving dinner this year. The dinner will be served from noon to 3:30 at the Citizens Moving Forward Event Center, 6151 Dogwood Drive up in Milton. Attendees will enjoy a complete sit-down dinner. Now, if a person is immobile or without transportation, meals, of course, will be delivered. Anybody interested in attending this event, contact Citizens Moving Forward. Here's a number for you. Don't let the area code scare you. It's a local number. 703-283-3647. Happy Thanksgiving.
All righty, just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it doesn't appear to be too much congestion going on. Got a little bit at the intersection of 9 Mile Road and Palafox Street. Same with 10 Mile Road in Palafox. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 81, low of 54. Maybe some slight chances of showers in the morning, but it should dissipate throughout your Thursday.
Well, Blinken's days are numbered, Secretary of State Blinken.
Really?
Anthony Blinken. Well, yeah, their administration's going away.
I know, but still. I'm just setting you up here.
Well, Blinken says North Korea will face consequences for helping Russia's war in Ukraine. When's the last we talked about the Ukraine?
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Well, let me update you then. Fox's Jonathan Savage has an update report.
At NATO headquarters in Belgium, Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussing support for Ukraine, including what he calls an added element.
North Korean forces now quite literally in combat, which demands and will get a firm response.
No details on what that response could be, but Secretary Blinken did tout NATO's growing cooperation with friendly countries in the Far East. He also spoke to Secretary General Mark Rutte about making sure members meet the target of spending 2% of GDP on defence. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
646 here. Wanted to touch on this. Meta facing trial in an antitrust case brought by the FTC over its acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp. A federal judge issued an order denying the Mark Zuckerberg-led company's request to drop the case. FTC sued Meta in 2020, accusing the social media giant of having an illegal monopoly on social networking. Meta has denied those allegations and said it would review the judge's opinion when filed.
647 News Radio 92.3. This coming in, it was a breaking a news story for you. We just broke in a few minutes ago. Representative Matt Gaetz has resigned from the House of Representatives. He notified Speaker Mike Johnson of this move this afternoon. Gaetz gave House GOP leaders his resignation notice on the same day. President-elect Trump tapped him to be his attorney general. I am quoting Johnson now. He says, "I think out of deference to us, he issued his resignation letter effective immediately. That caught us by surprise a little bit, but I asked him what the reasoning was, and he said, well, you can't have too many absences." The speaker pointed out that Florida state law gave the governor about an 8-week period to fill a House vacancy, and by doing that, they just may be able to fill that seat as early as January 3rd. Johnson said he's already in contact with Florida Governor DeSantis on the matter. Shocking things coming out today. Once again, let me just repeat, Representative Matt Gaetz has resigned from the House of Representatives today.
All righty. Let's see. I touched on this earlier this afternoon, and I want to get your thoughts on it, Chris. Lunchables, they're out of school lunch rotations nationwide. Kraft Heinz pulling the products from the National School Lunch Program due to weak demand, and they said that they would consider bringing them back in the future because, of course, they're easily accessible, ready to eat. But Consumer Reports reported on their high sodium levels, prompting debate over whether the food is safe for students. So are you for convenience or are you for keeping the children safe?
I'm for reading the labels and making sure the sodium content isn't too high.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of you can't expect the kids to do that. I think these people who are in charge of supplying these kids with food.
Cookie cutter stuff.
Right. If you got to read the labels, and if it doesn't meet a basic health standard, because those things do. I've eaten them, and you do. You look at the label. They do have a lot of sodium in them. I think whoever's providing the lunch for these children need to look at that before they're just saying, hey, it's ready to eat. I mean, you know what else is ready to eat? Pretty fast, McDonald's, but I don't think your doctor recommends McDonald's to you.
Well, it's also going to that line item on your budget to see how much you have to. So let me just go for the cheapest version.
Exactly. So just because it's convenient and cheap doesn't mean it's going to be healthy.
Bingo. As my friend over in New Orleans would say, bam. You know? Okay, safety fears in Japan. This is serious. This is very serious. Safety fears in Japan cause a nuclear reactor to be declared unfit for use. You don't want these things to go screwy on you. Fox's Jonathan Savage following this story very closely for us today.
At NATO headquarters in Belgium, Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussing support for Ukraine, including what he calls an added element.
North Korean forces now quite literally in combat, which demands and will get a firm response.
This is the first time a Japanese nuclear reactor has been told not to operate since the Fukushima disaster of 2011. That reactor went into meltdown after a massive earthquake and tsunami. Now the Suruga No. 2 has been disqualified from restarting service as it doesn't meet safety standards. A report says a possibly active fault line underneath the plant poses too many risks. Japan's been trying to get reactors up and running at pace in order to maximize nuclear power output. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
You know, I always tell people that don't live around here. I live in the UFO capital of the world, Gulf Breeze. We have UFOs parking on our sidewalk all the time. Between that and the Bears, hey, we got it all.
Or at least people claim.
Yeah, UFOs and allegations of Pentagon secrecy surrounding them has fired up both sides on the aisle. Do you believe in UFOs, by the way?
Not really.
Okay, well, Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on today's joint subcommittee hearing, and maybe you might become a believer.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace questioned former Pentagon official Luis Elizondo about the findings he reports on in a recent book.
Has the government conducted secret UAP crash retrieval programs, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, were they designed to identify and reverse engineer alien craft, yes or no?
Yes.
Journalist Michael Schellenberger testified about his new report revealing Immaculate Constellation, a secret Pentagon program he alleges has been tracking UAPs for years. Mace questioned why we know so little about AARO, the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, which has been set up to address UAPs.
Even its budget is kept from the public. So if there is no there, then why are we spending money on it, and by how much?
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty.
Are you a believer now?
I believe that there are flying objects that we can't ID, and I do believe in extraterrestrial life of at least some capacity. I don't believe there's aliens amongst us, though, in flying saucers. I don't believe that.
I think my dogs are from Mars.
I'm joking. Just about 6:52 here.
I looked at you. Wait, he's believing this one.
We'll take a quick break. When we return, putting some of the finishing touches on this evening, including some pretty good news, but also some bad news, kind of weighing some pros and cons here in the health industry. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Evening, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate this. We were talking about, of course, Matt Gaetz resigning his position in the House, surprising a lot of folks. Well, here's another thing to digest this afternoon. Senator Marco Rubio has been selected to become the next Secretary of State under President-elect Trump. Now, Governor DeSantis will inherit the role to replace him. The person selected would serve until 2026, when a special election will be held to serve out the remaining 2 years of Rubio's term. Now, the initial list of possible picks include Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, and DeSantis' Chief of Staff James Uthmeyer. Now, here comes the surprise. The surprise issue, the name of Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, Florida resident and co-chair of the Republican National Committee, already being floated by supporters. So who knows?
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Well, then, yeah, I mean, I guess she's in the running. We'll see. Just a little bit past 6:55 here. One last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some backups on 9 Mile Road at the intersection of Palafox Street. Of course, that being run off from some of the CSX closings in that area. Also, same with 10 Mile Road near Palafox Street. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70. Pretty decent chance of showers tonight. But as we get into tomorrow, those chances should dissipate throughout your Thursday. Thursday's high is going to be 81. Low is going to be 54.
A lot of music events happening. Of course, the 40th Frank Brown International Songwriters Fest continuing through Sunday. Annual fest, of course, featuring songwriters. They're appearing all over the area. I mean, they're everywhere. If you want to know where the events are up until Sunday, just go to frankbrownsongwriters.com. And while we're talking about concert tours here, concert tour is expanding. That might excite a lot of Coldplay and aficionados. Fox's Monica DeLuca has more on Coldplay.
Earlier this year, Coldplay's Music of the Spheres tour was named as the largest ever rock tour by Billboard Box Score as it surpassed $1 billion in grosses. Now it's about to expand even further as Coldplay announced a new show in India, calling it their biggest ever concert. The show will take place January 25th, 2025, at the city's Narendra Modi Stadium. It can host up to 132,000 attendees and will feature a mystery guest to be announced soon. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
All righty. I had hinted before the break that we had some good news and bad news in the medical world this evening. Well, bad news first. A new study by the Cleveland Clinic and the University of Southern California revealed that COVID-19 can be deadly for years after getting sick. The study shows that those who got COVID are twice as likely to suffer a fatal heart attack, stroke, or death for up to 3 years after a COVID diagnosis, and the risk is even higher for those who are hospitalized with COVID and or have a previous history of heart disease. But the good news is several of the top bacterial STIs are now on the decline after being on the rise this century. A Center for Disease Control and Prevention report shows the number of primary and secondary syphilis cases dropped 10% last year. Gonorrhea declined by 7%, and chlamydia cases remained about the same between 2021 and 2023.
Okay,
the future's looking bright.
Yeah, it looks. I'm smiling about it, believe me. free community health care is on the way. While we're talking about this subject, thought I'd roll this over. Remote Area Medical is introducing a pop-up health clinic. This will be at the fairgrounds November 23rd and 24th. The clinic is open to anybody who needs medical assistance. It's, of course, on a first-come, first-served basis. There are no requirements for insurance, or you don't have to have an ID. I think the doors open at 6, but they say the lines will probably start after midnight.
Oh,
I'm lining up for this. But anyway, 23rd, 24th, over the fairgrounds.
Also, just want to let you know that since we didn't get to this in the sports segment earlier, we do have three college football games on and underway tonight. Miami of Ohio in the second quarter beating Kent State 10-7. Kent State still trying to get their first win of the year. Northern Illinois beating Akron 17-6 in the second quarter there. And in the second quarter of the Eastern Michigan-Ohio game, Eastern Michigan going for an upset, up 7-0 on the Bobcats.
Okay, Panera Credit Union presenting its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring those retired flags to any Pinair branch to ensure flags are retired with honor. And all I can say is big kudos going out to Pinair Credit Union.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.